George Osborne has taken a massive gamble in this budget for the first time since he became Chancellor. True, he has lifted about 2 million people out of tax, and by raising the tax threshold to £9,000, he has given a tax cut to millions of others. But at the same time, the big headline measure of this budget is cutting the top rate of tax, and this at a time of austerity in the nation. And you could see from the Labour benches in the House of Commons today that they feel they really have got something. They can tell the world that Osborne's priority is cutting tax for the rich. Now, it emerges in the fine print of the budget that the big losers, the big group of people who lose out of this budget, are elderly pensioners. By freezing the allowances they get if they pay tax, the Treasury is going to pick up £3 billion over 5 years. There are also savings from the drawdown of forces in Afghanistan and from increasing VAT on luxury goods. True, Osborne has promised to raise more from the super rich, particularly those who buy properties through companies. They'll have to pay a whopping 15% stamp duty. Will they carry on doing it? Probably, because they do it for one reason or another, and there may be good reasons of privacy or whatever. That will bring in some money. For everybody else who sells their house for over £2 million, they'll have to pay 7% stamp duty. Overall, the budget is said to be fiscally neutral. And some people may argue that Osborne may well have been better off not having a budget at all, because what he's done here is redistribute money from one group to another. And in the course of it, he's upset probably both. In addition to that, if you are a pensioner who smokes, you've got another 37p on a packet of fags.